I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. We talked about tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission with a preview of what's on the agenda, including some discussions about new members of boards and committees in the city. Here's more with City Manager Mike Angeli.
People may not realize it, but the city functions to a great deal with the support of public subcommittees that actually act as advisory committees to the commission. And as a matter of fact, you're on one of them, the Arts and Culture Committee. I believe you're the chair. And, you know, we as a city government continually solicit city residents to volunteer for these committees. It's not a burden, but it's a constant thing that we're always doing that to keep these committees up to speed. And we have several appointments over the course of the meeting tonight and some reappointments and recognition of outgoing members.
It's a really good thing to have people step up and do that. Also, presentations are always part of the agendas with city commission meetings. And there's one coming up this evening with the Sister Cities Partnership with the delegation to Japan. Tell us about that a little
bit. Yeah, that's actually a gift presentation from the city, our sister city in Japan, by Paulette Lindbergh, who travels there frequently and is kind of an intermediary, has been for a long time, and she's going to present to the mayor and the commission tonight a gift from our sister city.
And UP Health Systems, the Marquette new hospital, there's an update coming up tonight as well.
Yeah, yes, we try to ask or bring them in at least once a month to come in and update the commission and the public as to what's progressing with the new hospital. I think the information is out there, but it's a nice thing to have them come in and actually speak to it.
Presentations on there, then you move the consent agenda where there's a lot of different things on there, just a lot of locker room leases at Lakeview and some other minute approvals and so on. But after that, some unfinished business where there's a special commemoration at Presque Isle Park that's on the agenda tonight.
Yes, a few meetings ago, a group of people in Marquette asked the commission to consider naming the trail system on Presque Isle Park after John B. Anderton. And by commission rules, once it's presented, there needs to be a 30-day window for consideration, and then we bring it back again to the commission for approval, and we're doing that tonight.
And one other thing we want to mention here this morning also is that there are some appointments coming up tonight under new business, appointments that are happening, some as a result of some of the recent changes involving yourself becoming city manager and the police department, and some more. Tell us what's on the docket with that.
Yes, it's a bittersweet moment for me. I am going to appoint a new chief of police tonight, or I'm going to ask the commission to approve that appointment. And that will be Captain Blake Rebold, who's been with the department for about 24 years. He's been a captain for me when I was the chief for about 5 years. A local boy, grew up in Marquette, and I think well prepared for the job.
Also, the harbor master, which is a position that a lot of people, maybe if they're not on the boating side of things, may not know about, but that's also a one on the docket as well.
Yeah, that sneaks up on you as the chief of police because you think you're becoming the new chief, and then all of a sudden you're also the harbor master, which is not necessarily a hard thing or terrible thing, but if you're not familiar with boating and harbor rules, it's a new thing and something that he will also need to undertake.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. Tonight's session gets underway at 7 o'clock at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.